The arcades as a kid got me into gambling. There must be psychologists involved in the setting up of arcades to addict young kids. The music, the sights, the size of the fucking teddies that you'll never win. The gargantuan teddies that are dusty from years of broken dreams, years of piss-covered tuppenny bits being fed into the mouths of the rich as the poor get poorer, hoping for a dream that is out of reach. That's why the big teddies are up high. The clues were always there. It's out of reach, the big win. He's out of reach. He's winning out of reach. But people have the wrong idea about gambling. It's not about winning. It's not about money. The reason we gamble, to kids in arcades, to middle-aged adults, spunking all their gig money immediately in a London casino. The reason we gamble is because of the excitement we get between placing the bet and losing. And sometimes winning. It's those moments of excitement that mean we always win, we never lose. Analogy, if you are getting married, or you've got married, you'll know that the lead up to the event is more exciting than the wedding day itself, which often just descends into you saying hello to 200 people and goodbye to 200 people, dressed like a prick, like you're working on the door at Hamleys. Only difference between Hamleys and your marriage, of course, is Hamleys has only 6 floors. You'll soon find out your marriage has far more, and fill it with as many kids as you like. At the end of the day, when the lights are out, it's cold, it's soulless, and it's empty. And there are absolutely no sex toys. Unless you count the Harry Styles dolls. Quickly on Harry Styles, actually. I talk in episode 90, I think, Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, when he said to X Factor winner Matt Cardle, immediately after Matt Cardle had won the X Factor, he whispered into his ear, well, he shouted into his ears, "Think how much pussy you're going to get." Well, it was pointed out to me after this episode went out that Matt Cardle, the X Factor winner, has recently released new music in 2021. That's exciting, isn't it? His 5th album is called We're the Butterflies. And new single is Purple Crayon. Purple Crayon. Who knows? I may cover this in a later episode if it gets popular. Looking on Wikipedia, it says this: Purple Crayon is a song about my struggles with addiction. Not my struggles. This is what... It'd be weird, isn't it? This is what Matt Cardle says. He says, Purple Crayon is a song about my struggles with addiction to Valium and the escape I found through using it. The song's emotions are intertwined with imagery from my favourite children's book, Harold and the Purple Crayon. I only have one thing to say to that. Think how much pussy he's gonna get. What What I'm saying is you don't always win, obviously. If you're playing the most difficult games, the biggest gambles, you rarely, if ever, win. But that doesn't matter, right? If the journey is good.
Loving you is a losing game.
Winning doesn't matter. Does it? I don't know. Because you still lose, don't you? In the arcades as a kid. In the casinos as an adult. I still lost, right? And in love, I still lost. Am I? Are we all addicted to a losing game?
How many pennies in the slot? Giving us up didn't take a lot. I saw the end before it began. Still I carried on.
I guess we're all addicted to a losing game. I guess we are. We all die, don't we? Welcome to the comedy. We're all going to lose the game eventually. Are we? I'm not sure we are. If we understand the rules of the game and how to win. Arcades as a kid, and let's face it, as an adult, I still like going to seaside arcades. The one machine I was always warned against was the big claw thing that you direct with arrows. You know the one. Hovering it over a massive teddy, and the claw descends to the massive teddy, and then ideally grips the teddy and returns it down the winning chute into your grateful hands. But of course, the claw could never grip your prize teddy because the claw has the grip of a 103-year-old man with arthritis who has been dead for 25 years. It's got the grip of a plate of blancmange. This thing wouldn't grip candy floss. It wouldn't grip a teddy if it was covered in glue. It wouldn't grip the water bacterium Colobacter crescentis' secretion of a sugary substance so sticky that just a tiny bit could withstand the pull from lifting several cars at once with an adhesive force of nearly 5 tons per square inch. In essence, it's a con, isn't it?
Loving you is a losing game.
You will always lose. But you won't lose if you understand the rules of the game. The rules of the game are not you win if you get the teddy. The rules of the game are you win if you have fun. And that is why even today in an arcade, knowing that I won't win the teddy or the shit watch or the bag of sweets with an old £5 note wrapped around it from 1971, but knowing that I'll win because I will have fun. So many people enter into things and get down when they lose, get down when things go wrong. I hate to break it to you, things will always go wrong. And you will always lose if you don't understand the rules of the game. And the rules of the game, every game is the same. Including the game of life and the game of love, there's only one rule. Have fun. Have as much fun as you can. Every second of every day, let go of the shackles of the rules you've been taught. The winning and losing of the game with rules that you were taught to hold you back. Free your mind and realize there is only one rule. Have fun and you will always win. So many people go through life every day looking for the moments when they lose, every day moaning at the system that is stacked against them, bemoaning the claw that they've been taught could grab hold of their dreams and make them win. You were never going to win that way. And even if you did, the prize would have been what? A piss-covered 23-year-old teddy covered in disease. You're all vying for a prize that you didn't actually want. Believe me. The prize that you want is out there, right now. And ready to be grabbed, even by the most pathetic of claws. And that prize is fun. Lots of love.